I'd like to see if I can get one of my other patients on the line. She's actually here in Alabama, in North Alabama. So, Sherry, I'm not sure if you're on the call, but if you are, if you can hit star six, that'll bring you on the line.
So hey, we'll see Dr. Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you being here. Well, Sherry, you heard Christine share a little bit about her story. Can you share a little bit about your story? What's unique about you, I think, is like Christine, you've worked through this process. I mean, you're a traveling nurse, so you're really under the gun between having to do what you do as a home health nurse and then having to drive so much, which that's incredibly hard on your spine and on your joints. But share with me, if you will, what it was like, you know, the 4 years or so that you'd gotten diagnosed with fibromyalgia. What was it like having fibromyalgia before we started working together?
Dr. Murphy, I am so excited to share my story. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia shortly after my son was born, almost 5 years now. And I remember going to the doctor, to the PCP after I had Jackson, and of course I was crying because I couldn't take care of my newborn. And the doctor kept telling me it was just depression, it's just depression. And I was like, no, I'm in pain. I'm having pain in my shoulders. And they just kept trying to put me on antidepressants and stuff. And throughout the years, I've seen multiple, I've been to the pain center, of course. I've been to multiple specialists, and they put me on all this medication. And I think when I come to you, I was probably on about 7 or 8 different medications, including a... They had tried everything, including a morphine derivative pain medication, which I did not want to be on, and that's what kind of put me in your direction, because I wanted an answer to this. Being a nurse, I couldn't make sense of it in my head. I'm like, there's got to be something that can, you know. And so a year later, and I'm on absolutely no medications except for my vitamins that I take for you.
Right. And so when we first started, you were really, really struggling, and your pain was all over pain, right? Tell me about your pain and how it affected you, because you had a great deal of pain.
Yes, it was. It started out in my neck, but it had moved down into my hips, down into my legs, overall pain all over my body, just the muscular type pain. It felt like maybe like I had run several miles, but I had done nothing. There were days where I felt it very hard to get out of the bed and go to work. But it's amazing. I feel great now.
Well, you know, just like Christine, I'll say it again. I mean, as I mentioned earlier before you got on the call, I mean, you worked really hard to get where you're at. Well, tell me about your pain, and then you working. I mean, you had to be pretty miserable doing the job that you do and having all that pain, and then also just the low energy that you had. Tell me kind of what was a typical day like?
It was horrible. I would wake up in the mornings and the bottom of my feet would hurt. It would take me, I felt like a 90-year-old just trying to get to the bathroom out of the bed. I would be hunched over, scooting my feet to the bathroom to get my day started. And, you know, I just had to push. And my husband would drive me to work. I'm the breadwinner for our family. And my husband would drive me to work because I couldn't drive.
Uh-huh.
I would work. Yeah. And it was horrible pain.
Yeah. And then, so you were able to work, or you pushed yourself to work. But now tell me, when you weren't working, were you able to be active? Were you able to do things?
No. My day consisted of getting finally to work. Once I got to work, I could manage through the day, and then I would come home and go to bed every day. And I have 3 children, and it is very upsetting as a mother. You don't feel like you're part of the family because you have no, you know, it is simply make myself go to work. I finally get it done. I come home. I go to bed every night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was.
So what were your doctors telling you? I mean, they had you on, you know, they had you on Famfear, and they had you on, you know, Cymbalta and Lexapro and Adderall and all kind of stuff. What were they telling you? You know, what were they suggesting?
You know, every doctor I went to, it was different. Dr. Murphy, it was just one fix after the other. They just kept trying to, and I would even ask, you know, I don't want to be on pain medicine, I'll sign something else. And it just, that was their solution. And that's not a solution for my life. One thing I wanted to share was we had, I had when this was, I have a big yard. I love the outdoors. We were hiking the Appalachian before I got fibromyalgia, and I loved outdoors. I had, you know, during the summertime, I had gone outside a couple different times and tried to work in the flower bed, even just sitting on the ground pulling weeds out. And my husband was from outside, and he's been amazing through all this. And he was like, baby, you know you're going to be hurting tomorrow. But I did not want to give up. I didn't want to give up my life, you know. And so now I can work in the yard again. And it,
that's fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm just like, I can remember just how horrific the pain was. You know, just after working in the flower bed, I would be in the bed the rest of the weekend, literally. Like all day, all afternoon, Saturday afternoon, all day Sunday, I would lay in the bed hurting because the pain was just that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Now, were you doing the Dr. Pridgen's protocol? Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you see, I cannot forget, did you see Dr. Pridgen? I know you were taking the Celebrex and the Fan
Deer. I did. Yeah, I seen him for about a year.
Okay.
And I did get a little better. I did get a little bit better when I was on all that medication, but now to show that it's not really needed, I feel 100 times better than I did then, and I'm not on. I'm not even on Celebrex at all now, and no Fembeer at all.
Right. And not to rain on his parade. I mean, I think he's, you know, probably a good guy. You know, I don't know, but I think that mentality of that we're going to, you know, we're combine two drugs, Celebrex, which basically is an over, you know, you can get it over the counter almost, you know, it's nostril anti-inflammatory, and then an antiviral medication, we're going to combine those, and that's going to be the drug for fibromyalgia, and that somehow is going to cure people or give them a tremendous amount of relief. It's a fallacy. It's a myth, and he's got this, you know, multi-million-dollar fundraising, you know, he's and I think that's great. You know, at least he's trying to do something, so I applaud him for that. But unfortunately, I think that it's more chasing windmills. It's this idea that you can take a drug or a combination of drugs and you can get your life back. And as you see, I mean, as you know so well, you did it
every year,
So the only thing that works is you got to get healthy. I mean, that's the only way to do it is you got to get healthy. And you did. I mean, you took the steps and did the things that you had to do. I mean, your sleep was, you know, you had trouble with your sleep, and then you had the pain and the low energy. And well, tell me, so what were some of the things that we did that you thought were really helpful?
I think the SAMI really seemed a really big grade. I remember I had tried it previously to meeting you, and I had taken, like, the dosage on the back of the box, of course, and it did nothing for me. But I remember talking to you that day, and just clear as a bell, you were like, Sherry, you have to listen to me. You have to take this dose and follow exactly what I'm telling you. And when I did exactly what you told me, I remember, like, it wasn't but just a couple days, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just my stubborn head, you know. But
well,
it really worked for you when I did what you said.
Yeah, well, the advantage I had was the testing. I mean, I knew from your questionnaire, our history, and then the testing that if we could get your norepinephrine level elevated, that your pain would go down, that you'd have more energy, and sure enough, it worked. So that was a great thing.
And being a nurse, you know, I'm not very compliant with medication because, you know, nurses are not very compliant. But I promise you, I take my STEMI every morning, rain or shine, no matter what. I have some in my house, I have some in my car, I have some in my purse, because, I mean, it's just made a huge difference in my life.
Yeah, yeah. And then tell me, so you did the diet as well, and you had some issues with some foods that you tried to eat, and then next thing you knew, oh my gosh, I think one time you ate sushi, and swung up like a balloon. That didn't go well. So that was a learning lesson, wasn't it?
It was a very big learning lesson, and the diet has really made me feel better. Like, it is amazing.
Yeah. I think that the value of that is you learn that you know, food is your medicine and medicine is your food. And we've gotten so far away from that. It seems like that everybody would know that, but we've gotten so jaded to just wanting a pill for everything, we don't realize that what we put in our bodies affects how we feel. And certainly when you go on a diet like the anti-inflammatory diet, you quickly learn just how good you can feel if you eat the right way. And then you also learn how quickly you can feel bad if you don't eat the right way.
Two of my main problems was bread and also sugar and the sushi also. But so donuts used to be like my favorite staple. I love some Krispy Kreme donuts. But I have not had one in over a year. And now
yeah,
when I look
great.
At them, I'm like, nope. So I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, so people would say, oh, well, how can I live without sugar? How can I live without bread? And you know,
really
well, I'll ask you, how can you do that? How can you live without sugar and how can you live without bread? How can you give those things up?
I'm going to tell you this, Dr. Murphy. If you truly have fibromyalgia and you know what it's like to live in that pain, and then once you experience it going away, it's not hard.
Yeah.
It's worth
it. I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree.
You get
and that doesn't mean you can't ever have... Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't ever have a little treat here and there, but you quickly find out if you go too far off the path, then you start to feel bad again. Yeah. Well, so tell me, what was so, now you're here in Alabama, but we did most of our consults we did by phone. So tell me, what was it like working with me by phone? What was that like?
I absolutely love it because it's like I've got my knowledgeable friend on the other end of the line. I mean, we just communicate well together. You're always flexible with me. I mean, you've been great. It's been very easy to me, very easy process.
Yeah.
I like, you know, you calling in every couple of weeks we talk or every week, every couple of weeks. And just touching base, it kind of, one thing, holds me accountable. And then the other thing, you know, if I happen to have a question, there you are. You're there for me.
Yeah.
And I love the girls.
So have you... Oh, yeah, Juno and Gina and Cheryl, they're fantastic. Well, so have you, I guess, you know, people have obviously have commented, I guess, that you look like you feel better, you look healthier, you're doing, and you've shared your story. What do they say to you when you tell them that you're working with a doctor in Birmingham by phone?
You know, my husband is your biggest fan. He's just like, I'm a whole different person. I mean, you know, I'm back to my old self again. And so he's like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so he and I both share my story with people and tell them, you know, I mean, he's here in Birmingham, but I try to explain to people, you know, how well it's benefited me and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you being a nurse, I think that sometimes when you're in that community, a lot of times you get browbeat when you go outside of that community, and that's a shame that that happens. But I tell you, it's interesting is I have a lot of nurses and doctors who are patients, and I think part of that is you do kind of look in that arena and you see what's going on and you realize, you know what, it's not working. I need to do something different.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, so what would you share in closing? What would be your advice about to others who may be wondering if a Get Healthy program is the right thing for them? So they've got fibromyalgia and they're just not sure. Number one, am I real? Number two, can it work? And then, you know, number three, is this something that is worth doing?
I'm on telling this. I remember the first visit I had with you in your office, and you told me, you said, you know, we can do this a couple different ways. You can go all in, and we can get you better faster, or, you know. And I talked to my husband, and he was like, baby, I want you back at normal. So we went all in, and it's the best thing that I've ever done. Just, you know, take that leap,
yeah.
And you've got to go all in because you've got to make that commitment that no matter what, you're going to stick with this 100% and it's going to happen.
Right.
And it'll change your life.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited how well you're doing. I know your family's really just tickled, your kids and obviously your husband, and I'm really proud of you. So proud
Thank
of you.
You.
As you said, you did everything I asked, and And some of that was a leap of faith, and but you did it. You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
You're so welcome. Well, thanks for joining me. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye, Lynn.
Well, I want to thank Sherry from coming on the line and joining us tonight.